Man, 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 I wish I could actually play these songs on the podcast, but don't worry. I'll share with you my playlist and it all makes sense. Hey, it's good to be back. So I was just thinking, actually, a song was playing in my head. It's Whitney Houston's How Will I Know? How will I know? Anna, don't worry, I'm not quitting my day job. Great jam. And I'm just thinking, it's pure elation to just have a crush, don't you think? I know. We want so much more than that. What are your thoughts about having a crush, especially in adulthood? Today we're getting into it, but let me just introduce the show. Hello, beautiful people, and welcome to Not Your Average WCW with your host Elspeth Chimeza, aka Lady E, and this is the extension of the MPV My Point of View blog. Today we're going to talk about a topic that everyone can relate to, having a crush. I know, y'all are just like, what? I know, but my energy is in positivity. I'm doing my best to be in that light, you know, to be light, to be sunshine, you know. And I think we all need some sunshine, you know. We've been going through the most. Right now it's just hectic. But again, we're all about positivity. So before we delve into our topic, let's define what a crush is. A crush is an intense feeling of attraction towards someone. It's that fluttery feeling you get when you see or think of that special person. According to research, crushes last at most 4 months. Yes, uno, dos, tres, cuatro months. Anything beyond that, we really need to talk. Like, we've literally moved from having a crush to being in love. No, not infatuated, but we have an idealization of love. But that's a topic for another day. It's none of our business right now. Back to what we're talking about. So there are different types of crushes, and they can be categorized based on the nature of the attraction. For instance, there's the physical crush, where you are attracted to someone because of their physical appearance. Then there's the emotional crush, where you are attracted to someone because of their personality or character. There's also the intellectual crush. I think that's the one I usually have on a lot of people. That and the physical, but the intellectual, where you are attracted to someone because of their intelligence or wit. And because there are 14 types of crushes so far as I've read, but I think let's just break them down to actually just summarize them. And then the last one, there's the situational crush, where you are attracted to someone because of the circumstances you find yourselves in. So how do crushes differ during adolescence and adulthood? Crushes during adolescence are often fleeting and intense. They can be based solely on physical attraction, and the person might not know the object of their crush very well. Adolescents tend to idealize their crushes and imagine a perfect relationship with them. In adulthood, it's slightly different because crushes are usually grounded in reality. They can be based on physical attraction, but there's more of an emotional, intellectual connection involved. There we go. The buzzword, the word, ring, 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 connection. I'm going to be talking about connections in the coming episodes, especially when we're discussing relationships and other things. Adults tend to be more realistic about their crushes and understand that a relationship takes work and effort. Again, buzzword, effort, ring, ring, ring. I should actually get a bell for every time we have those, you know, not necessarily buzzwords, actually, yeah, buzzwords, right? So if I'm going to search SEO, you know, in the search engine, those words, those important words, those words that will find us what we are looking for, you know, that will help us find what we are looking for. I just realized I spoke broken English. Anyway, none of our business. I've written a few blog posts about my personal experiences with crushes. And gotta tell you, which is actually part of the Single Ladies series, I openly talk about my high school crush on a guy and how I struggled with whether or not to tell him how I felt. And it was actually inspired by Samantha Mumba's song, Don't Wanna Love You If You Don't Love Me. Well, to cut the long story short, I did tell him because it was a bet. We played Spin the Bottle and I was there to profess my crush. So yeah, if you read the blog, that didn't end well. But on the plus side, he and I are amicable with each other to this day. Yes, in adulthood. Thank God. In the article again, under the Single Ladies series, I talk about having a crush on a younger guy. Within the topic, I also discuss about being realistic, getting over a crush, and moving on. And in the most recent blog post, here we go again, I talk about having a crush on someone new following a heartbreak. Then there is Script My Life, Kissing Booth. So we're discussing the first installment of the Netflix movie, Kissing Booth, where while reviewing the movie, it's a lighthearted look at the ups and downs of having a crush and the risk involved in pursuing it. For the aforementioned blog posts, I will share the links below. So to keep the long story short, I just want to know, how do you deal with crushes? Especially particularly to my adult audiences. How do you, and have you ever confronted your crush? And if so, where has that led you? I really have so many questions. I just want to know. In my current state, I'm not taking any of my crushes into anything serious or long term. I'm very honest. I'm very intentional about the outcome. I'm an outcome person. In as much as once in a while, yes, I am whimsical. I do things on a whim. I'm daring and adventurous. But when it comes to relationships, I really am a person who believes in honor and being intentional. I really, really do believe being intentional. It's not just on the other end, you know, especially if you follow the Single Ladies series, we always talk about the women who are pursuing, who want intentional relationships. They want individuals who are intentional with them. But it's also on your part as the individual to also be intentional. Intention attracts intention, or hopefully attracts intention. Because sometimes, yes, you meet, along the way, you meet counterfeits, you meet, yeah, those counterfeits that really sway you from your journey, sway you from your out for your from your end goal, from what you want, from what you desire. But the real thing is out there, and it could come from a crush when you think of it, you know. So don't be afraid to step out and have a crush. Don't be afraid to step out and actually tell your crush. You know, right now in my head, the Jets crush on you is playing. It's so insane. Yes. If you just, you know, if you turn back the hands of time, you get to that era where, you know, we have this song called Crush on You. There's so many songs with that title. So, yeah. I really want to know, how do you deal with crushes? I actually want the love stories. I want the outcomes, the positive outcomes from crushes. But it'll be also interesting about disastrous crushes and disastrous, what do you say? Where you profess, I want the proper English word. But anyway, when you tell your crush that you've got a crush on them and it doesn't really turn out how you want it to be, but there's a lesson with it. So I want to learn the lessons. So that's it for today. For today's Not Your Average WCW podcast. I'm so excited about this season and what we could be chatting about and discussing and sharing our thoughts, you know, building our community and just going through this thing called life, as Prince said. Anyway, this is Not Your Average WCW with Lady E signing off. P.S. Always write your own love story. Ciao.